This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
While they may not be on speaking terms of late, Kim Kardashian and ex-husband Kanye West both attended their daughter North's basketball game, although the two arrived separately and sat apart. The Skims mogul is so fed up with Kanye's behavior that she doesn't even talk to him about their kids' schedules anymore without a third party. Well, probably because he's nuts. Once again, Britney Spears posted a full nude body shot of herself on Twitter, but this time saying, quote, "I have a premiere for a movie this week, the legislative act of my p***y," unquote. Her privates were strategically covered, but she just can't seem to stop posting nudes of herself on social media. What does she do? Drop the kids off at school and immediately start getting naked? Nicki Minaj and Latto are arguing about which Grammy categories their songs belong in, and both have posted their private convos on social media. Yeah. It started when the Grammys decided to move Nicki's smash hit Super Freaky Girl from the rap category to pop. That infuriated Latto, who felt her song Big Energy should have been moved too. Meow! Megan Thee Stallion's L.A. home was broken into by two men who smashed a glass door in the back to gain entrance. The crooks evidently took off with $300,000 to $400,000 in cash, electronics, and jewelry. Megan was not home at the time because she was in New York in rehearsals to host Saturday Night Live. Good thing she wasn't home, because she would have kicked their asses. 5 months after the release of Jack Harlow's second studio album, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, the Louisville rapper has been announced as Saturday Night Live's next host and performer for its October 29th program. Harlow, 24, shared the news of his double-duty SNL stint this weekend on both Twitter and Instagram. Megan Thee Stallion said, "Hey, better beef up your home security." Parler announced that Kanye West will purchase their right-wing social media platform just days after Twitter and Instagram restricted the rapper's accounts for posting incendiary content. Parler incited violence for the January 6th Capitol Hill riot last year and was thrown off Twitter, Facebook, and Google. Like Trump's Truth Social, Kanye will be posting to nobody. NFL legend Tom Brady went solo to Patriots owner Robert Kraft's star-studded wedding amid his marital woes with Gisele Bündchen. He looked to be in great spirits and was dressed to impress in a black suit. We hear he was hanging out with Jon Bon Jovi and former Patriots quarterback Drew Bledsoe, neither of which are as hot as Gisele. Poor baby. Uh-oh, another intruder tried to break into the Kardashian compound in Hidden Hills. Yeah, DeAndre Williams was arrested thanks to the work of quick-acting security guards who nabbed him near the main gate. Williams had tried to make a run for it, but didn't get far due to an early detection intruder system. Coming soon, keeping up with the Kardashians' intruders. Justin and Hailey Bieber also had an unwanted visitor this week. That's right. Cops were called to the couple's home in an exclusive gated LA community after Justin's security said they saw a guy in the backyard hanging out by the couple's barbecue. Security gave chase, but the guy disappeared. Hey, intruder, is it too late now to say you're sorry? Never mind.
Idiot of the Week.
Late Late Show host James Corden has been accused of being a big baby and screaming at a waiter at famed New York restaurant Balcazar. It was so bad one night last week that the owner of the restaurant outed James on social media. Corden needs to control his temper ASAP. Idiot! Liam Neeson is in negotiations to star in a reboot of the 1988 comedy The Naked Gun. The original hit, written by the same team that created Airplane, featured Leslie Nielsen's iconic comedic performance, which cemented his transformation from dramatic actor to comedy legend. Surely, it'll be a hit. And stop calling me Shirley. The free concert by K-pop sensation BTS in Busan, Korea, was viewed by 49 million people. The BTS Yet to Come in Busan concert was held in support of Busan's bid to host the 2030 World Expo and to introduce the city to a global audience. BTS will be taking an extended break to serve in the Korean military and to count their cash. Singer Usher was surprised in Las Vegas for his 44th birthday at a party held at Nomad Library. Usher currently has a residency at MGM, and during his show, Chris Brown, Jermaine Dupri, and Anita Baker showed up to perform, wishing the R&B singer happy birthday. Well, OMG, there was definitely plenty of love in this club. Anna Sorokin of Inventing Anna fame is out of prison and living in a fifth-floor walk-up apartment in New York's East Village. Though it beats the prison cell she's been living in, it's a far cry from her usual fancy hotels. Sorokin was found guilty of running up a bill of $275,000 from hotels, associates, and financial institutions. Guilty! The Trash Bin. Swizz Beatz is hosting a pop-up roller skating rink in Saudi Arabia. Yep, the producer had set up a creative agency there called Good Intentions, and the skate spot, one of its first projects, is part of a festival called Iula on Wheels, with the theme being early hip-hop culture. Can someone tell Swizz that it's not cool to be doing biz with Saudi Arabia?
The news wrap-up.
Facebook and Instagram were the two most downloaded apps worldwide this quarter. Apple will launch a foldable iPad rather than an iPhone in 2024. Samsung's Galaxy phones will soon let you answer calls without having to speak. Someone just paid over $39,000 for a 15-year-old iPhone, more than 50 times its original price. With that phone, they definitely won't be getting laid in the club.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Adam, starring The Rock, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Lil Baby, It's Only Me, is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Candy Crush Saga is the new top app.
The number one book.
Confidence Man by Maggie Haberman is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Cheat Codes is an EDM DJ trio based here in LA. Consisting of Kevin Ford, Trevor Dahl, and Matthew Russell, the group first tasted success with their 2016 single, Sex, which sampled the chorus from Let's Talk About Sex by Salt and Peppa, and followed with platinum singles Pretty Girl and No Promises featuring Demi Lovato. Their name was inspired by Kevin's brother, who told him that he had found the cheat code to getting anything he wanted in life. Kevin said, quote, "To us, the real cheat code to life is loving what you do, and we hope to convey that energy through our music," unquote. They sure do, and we love their new song. Here's Cheat Codes featuring Russell Dickerson with the song of the week, I Remember.
I still can't hear Third Eye Blind without thinking about that night. We bought long seats, but we never made it in. 'Cause we couldn't stop making out on the hood of that Chevy stepside, and we sang do 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 while spinning you in those headlights. I remember the nights when we young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I'll be.
That was Cheat Codes featuring Russell Dickerson with the song of the week, I remember. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.